Jour. Good morning. Vanakkam.
Vanakkam.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Ciao, Madame Renu. Ciao, Azo.
Bonjour, everybody.
Today is
Friday,
11th of September 2015, and we are off the cuff number 43.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, guys, I have to say something today.
Me too. A lot of things.
Wow. Okay. Good. I have nothing to say.
Oh, feeling good to start with Montreal.
No. You start.
I mean, I have things to say, but.
I realize that now the sludge issue start to have a great success in Ronette. Suddenly, with this issue to implant wastewater treatment plant back sous Cravatty, something like that. So suddenly, some comments come, and there is, as usual, a lot of confusion. Finally, the sludge is a topic.
People are discussing it, it's a topic that everybody is talking about,
and it's taken out of the box that it had been put in, which was Renu Wazo conflict with their neighbors, which was silly because
against Auroville.
Against Auroville.
Now, what is fun?
So finally,
the first reaction of some people is they make difference between the city and the green belt, so they don't want the caca of the city going, on va dire sludge. Bon. The sludge of the city going to the green belt. So we can say, okay, all the people of the Green Belt kids have no right to use the toilets in the city. Okay? So this, our child in the Green Belt that go to future school in the school have no right to use the toilet because they belong to the Green Belt.
Sure.
That they,
there should be a checkpoint.
There should be a checkpoint.
Checkpoint.
You need a passport.
And they should pay 1 rupee every time they come into the city because it's the city tax.
So this is one, they cannot do many things like that. No? So this is the first stuff. Second stuff, after the there is all this...
No, I want to say one more thing about the sludge. Because what actually really offended me is that people use a sort of pseudo-ecological concerns for their immediate thing. But the whole principle of the ecologic concept was that there is an interconnectedness with the whole. Whatever one does affects the whole. So obviously you have to act locally, but it's in collaboration with trying to find global solutions or solutions that are interlinked with a whole other. So I can see it was a very short-lived interest in the sludge, which was basically just get it out of our area. Now there's no research or interest or development or anything going on. So just to point out the hypocrisy of the approach. The second thing is that Lavanyar now is proposing a big wastewater treatment plant, which the neighbors of Sukhavati, Maduka, and all of that are feeling like it's the inappropriate spot. It would be on the eastern section of Auroville, on the eastern section of the residential zone of Auroville. And it's true, it just doesn't seem like a very smart spot. I wonder why they've selected it.
Maybe can be also the smart spot, but since has been not shared so much about this project, just was...
Exactly.
And only the site permission was shared, not any drawings or anything.
The point. Even when there was before in the botanical garden, even at our place, never we saw the experts of the Lavanyar coming, because anyway, they have an idea to do this model of wastewater treatment plant, and they don't care at all about other way of using the sludge, like the co-composting. Even they don't care, because we have another extreme from Lavanyar is the Johnny proposal of dry toilets. That is not evident for everybody to understand what it is. Even we are not sure that if it plays to us. So,
the one last line of Johnny's point was good. It comes from the earth, it should go back to the earth.
Yeah, so it's interesting for us to see from Johnny proposal, we said each one have to be more autonomous, take care of your own garbage, your own sludge, the problem of water consumption, this, there is this approach, and there is the extreme approach of Lavanyar, that he said, no problem, we create a big usine.
A gas.
A gas, what we said. And in the end, you can drink the water, and you can use the sludge that compost. Why not?
Why not?
But does the cost benefit for 150 sludge loads?
No, that is good now. It's arise the problem. It's not anymore something that it goes on the ground.
So anyway, the good thing is that it's been discussed.
But
those communities have made a strike. They said they will not participate in any meetings or anything because they feel like it's been a sort of...
Because they never spoke to nobody. Another thing for me was important. For me, the issue is like water is a bioregional issue, so it's the problem of pollution of the ground, stuff like that. So the idea was that how to find a way that can be useful also for the village. Because for me, I integrate the village in the galaxy. I don't never exclude
it. It's there. I mean, if you see the map is
so,
there.
But if we want for all the family in the village to have more toilets. Means toilets means septic tank. Septic tank means sludge. So they will have more and more sludge. And how in the village they will never have a big wastewater treatment like us.
So maybe it's going to help for that. We don't know. We know nothing.
What do you know?
We will see.
So just to make another point on our map, we have been discussing about this entry process. We have recording a meeting that I'm just trying to edit and put it online soon. So the entry process is going to be a new kind of things that is going to happen. We have a very good feeling that we are taking a good direction. In the other side, I'm also a little bit frustrated that we have a long list of things that the newcomer should be or should not, and this and that. But again, I'm not looking to these details. I'm looking more in the direction that we are taking. I think we are doing big change in how we ask people to come, and now we probably will put ourselves in their service more than ask them to subjugate to our point
of view. I feel like we're just exactly back where we were a year ago. I mean, we could have saved ourselves a year, because finally now, or at least the attitude is finally a little bit more relaxed and open, even though the current entry group feels that there's many parts of the proposal that are not really feasible and that will not work. One doesn't know until one tries. And what would have been nice a year ago and what may hopefully happen now is that there's a trying and error and an adjustment and to see what actually really works. So, but the important thing is to try something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what the entry group also pointed out is, hey, it's not just us, it's Oroville that's unwelcoming, which I think is kind of true. And I was surprised also, there was Joseba talking about how, you know, for some people that are really active in Oroville, but they couldn't afford the contribution, and so the economy was also looked at, other aspects were looked at, and one, it's true that one has to start from somewhere, but we all agree that it's not a single group or a, say, it's not Lavenir, it's not the entry, it's not the economy alone, it's all of these together that
if we
want to galvanize some kind of feasible change,
sure,
that they have to all be.
Also, because if we apply the current rules to most of the residents of Oroville that came in the 70s,
we would all be thrown out.
No one will be here. So it seems that is not really matching with the fact that we have to enlarge our pool of people in Oroville to make a city and not a village. That is also good as a village, but probably city will make a difference in our work in the consciousness. So something also that I would like to share is always all in Navinet. For the first time I saw map of the land of Oroville was published in the last announcement of fencing this land, fencing that piece of green belt for different reasons. So I've been positively impressed that these secret maps have been made public. So now we can see when they're referring to this plot 1.30, where it is, what is it, for which purpose it's going to be used, for this and for that. And that, I think, has been probably a decision that maybe someone can feel is dangerous because land speculators and everything. But again, this land speculator, they always had this map before us. So maybe now, as Orovillian, we can see where is the land and what is the purpose for this land. It's more transparent, and that, I think, is a good step.
What's also happened is they've identified lands that are most endangered
for
being
encroaching
and all of that, and then they speak about fencing, but really what it means is just, hey, somebody with a little bit of income, please go, please occupy the land, please align yourself with the activity in the zone. That's what I think. I don't understand why they need to micromanage everything. You can just hand this out. That's how all of Oroville was begun anyway.
Yeah, that is, I think, also a good step.
Anyway, so let's see what happened. What else? Well, Andrea, you were the report reading.
We are Friday 11. What's happened after the sludge entry group?
Now I tell you something. A magic word. One, two, three. Akur.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean? The town hall management.
Town hall management.
We had a new name for it. What was it? It was...
I don't remember. We were just... Or making making fun between each other.
So we are Friday 11.
Culinary.
bonjour. So the news from Andrea.
No, there is no news. There are just again sort of trend that is happening again and again in this place.
Accor is the silly name for the town hall. Just on,
it's the people that are
Auroville Center for Urban Research.
Yeah.
And the people that manage the gardeners and the maintenance of the building take a lot of decisions. And last year there was a meeting, and people also wanted to join into that group, expand the group. Some people wanted to be more informed about decisions, but nothing ever really happened out of that. We never heard squeak, peep, or anything.
Madame Renou, thank you, but it was
it's the one that she's speaking. I'm just arising the point, and she elaborated.
And I gallop away.
You know that I don't know anything.
So the latest thing, you know, there's always been a bit of a conflict with Jean-Marc and Accor management.
Jean-Marc is the person
that
is
running
the Morgan Cafe.
And they always felt that, the food is too expensive and it doesn't really serve all the needs of the people that are working here. So there was a conflict that also happened where they opened a smaller cafeteria below it where they're producing much of the same products, maybe at a few rupees less. Now they've decided to expand it into another sort of outdoor kitchen thing between Blue Light and Le Morgan in that little lawn place.
Behind the MMC.
Which is okay, you know, they want to do, they can do. Chandresh had wrote to them and said, hey, maybe, you know, I wouldn't mind funding it as an experiment, like a bit like what Indus Valley was, where people give what it is that they want.
Yeah,
and
but
they
in
can.
The evening, not in the.
Just for the evening.
Yeah, because it doesn't want to clash.
So there wasn't much response to that. And now I believe I understand that it's just going ahead. And I saw a letter somewhere that said we shouldn't be concerned about any rumors, but there was no explanation whether it's a service, who's paying for it, do they pay rent, who's running it, is it an Aurovillian, are youth of Auroville involved, or, you know,
whatever.
We don't have it. They just told us we shouldn't worry about it and listen to rumors.
But we weren't
substantiated with any facts, truths, or information. So that's always also very interesting.
Yeah, it's very disturbing that people start to make things and then after 2-3 days because someone arrives, then they send an email explaining something. They should start sending the email before and maybe someone
and
arrives
explaining
then.
A little bit what the idea is. But that's not their way of operating, which is unfortunate because it doesn't so many things are moving forward on some level to try and like break through this ice and this wall that we've built. But it seems some places are quite smug and satisfied in their
On the second floor. Yeah.
Okay.
Another topic is the same topic of this very nice Le Morgan Cafe below. Now they will do a storeroom for which. Purpose.
Well, that's a little bit odd also to have a storeroom there.
Maybe we need a place for the radio, who knows? Or someone, for sure, Chandrash needs...
Always the radio, Andrea.
Yeah, the radio want to make it bigger. I won't take all the building one of these days.
Let's open another restaurant. Let's open a pizzeria.
Let's call Auroville Radio Restaurant.
Anyway, in Auroville, if you want to make some money, you open some foodery, no? Yeah. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Everybody
is
selling something to eat. So we must be a very hungry community.
There is a big business with the sludge now.
Selling?
If you eat more, you have more sludge. Okay, here's a topic.
Not really.
How's it going with the BCC?
What's happened with the BCC?
Yeah, why did you tell me, Wazo? I heard that you were going to make a report to the BCC.
No, it's not me. Normally, BCC ask everybody in April.
In April, we were supposed to give a deadline for our budget.
Yeah, for the budget.
Then there's a radio silence for 6 months. So hurry up. We're all busy there trying to fill out our thing. And then for 6 months, not a peep, not a word. No. Have you been accepted? Has it been increased? Has it not been? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I just, I'm a little bit pissed off, we can say, in terms when you are in charge of a service, to realize that the distance, there is a gap between we have to manage our service, and the reality is that suddenly if you ask money for this, for that, there is no money, it takes 6 months, you need, I don't know how many emails, this. So I think we need completely to change the reorganization of BCC. For example, I saw Daniel from BCC, I said, Daniel, how is possible? There is a lot of people from Auroville Board of Commerce. You are not stupid. You know how to manage your unit. You know very well that you keep money for that, you make some money for this, you make money for that. How is possible since so many years in BCC, BCC, nobody has been intelligent to say, hey, we need to keep money for this. We want to promote more services.
Because they promote self-supporting services. That's their mantra. Self-supporting.
All this ideology.
We want Orville supporting. Cool. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, sorry, Madame Renaud.
No, please go ahead. I'll be quiet.
You ask me a question, I try to answer with my... My feeling, I said to Daniel, I will never go to BCC. I will make my report about Porthos Water in October. I want to work with people that are not stupid. They have to see that. They see that for people that have no money, it's only through service that we can promote for everybody, that you are rich or poor. So finally, in the end, we hope that the rich people will understand they have to become more and more our friends of the people that have no money, because us, we are ready to help the rich people. But we go in this direction, but there is nothing coming back. So it's all time the same. Us, we are at the service of who, exactly? In the end, you see that they take care of us. They don't care about our problem, if there is a link or not in our roof. They don't care if it is asbestos or not. The more important is their vision. So, for me, the emergency will be the finance. Okay, we know that, but nobody apparently from the financial service, from the Unity Fund,
or from Service Link,
they are ready to open this
topic.
You know why?
No.
Because even when between my friends, if I discover a friend, already is difficult.
Mm.
So how is possible if already with myself it's difficult to speak about my own money? Okay.
Because you don't have any, so there's radio silence.
Normally, when you don't have money, you want money. Normally, no. So it's not a problem. So it's difficult with myself, with my my friends. So I realize even with some people, it's a taboo.
Mm.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody is scared to say, everybody has secret account in the bank, and we have Auroville account. So everybody, we manage with my account, collective account, and my private account. It works like that. So there is this duality that people do believe that more Auroville become bad, more they want to keep saving money for their account.
Mm-hmm.
Because anyway, if I'm old, never Auroville will help me, so I have to keep more and more money. So what's happened now is that, so we have no money for our kids, no money for education, for nothing, but there is a lot of money in the bank.
Mm. Sure, very much, absolutely true. Very.
But that's actually not the only problem.
Okay,
this
so
is the main problem for the moment.
We have been.
You have some more topics.
No, just before closing with the donate / support to 51369, I want to share something about very metaphysical and astronomical. I was just reading the number of galaxies. There are 100 billions of galaxies. So in the universe, more or less, between 100 billions to 200 billion. So, and we have only 7 billion of people on the Earth. Mm. So I want to donate a galaxy to you, Wazo, a galaxy to you, Renu.
Thank you very much.
Still, we have a lot of galaxy for each of us in the world. What I'm saying is we are very much lost in the practical matter. We are not looking in the galaxy, looking to how good is it, the galaxy, plenty of gold and diamonds and heart and very practical thing. What I want to say is the soul that it makes the difference, not the galaxy, how many galaxies we have. So we need to try to relate again to our soul and see if we do need really galaxies. We have plenty in the universe, so maybe we don't really need galaxies. We need to change a little bit our internal...
Well, you know what? For me, the galaxy was always a dynamic principle. It's not a design. I mean, sure, part of the design can be there, but it was the spirit of this expanding, always improving, always reinventing itself. Mm. That's what the spirit of a galaxy means.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're not doing. We have one design, and we should not change it, and this is how it is.
It's not dynamic. Okay.
And also, another thing, you know, normally, if I came in Auroville for a spiritual community, okay, so if I don't have spiritual experience, I will never change.
Yeah.
So if you ask me to be fraternal, but I don't feel spiritual experience in me, so I will be to be mental one, to show off, no? So the problem is that if you don't feel inside you that you are fraternal, that everybody is inside you, you have even all this, never you will propose idea. You will propose actions that go in the direction of the...
No, because you can't identify. Yeah.
Because what I was happy to read over a moment, when back, a new fraternity has to come.
Yeah, sure.
So we can say our research, in fact, is not a problem of money or this. It's how to feel inside us that Andrea is inside me, all my friends, that is that we see that there is no separation, we are not isolated, that there is a movement, a dynamism like that. So if we don't feel that, you
we
can propose all kind of stuff.
No, but you know what? It makes a parallel a little bit with the migration thing. Like a lot of people are reacting, oh my God, people are coming, the identity of this country is going to change and all. But in fact, maybe all of this is leading to another fraternity, and the fact that all these old forms that we are kind of attached or romanticized and all, they're going.
Anyhow, we are migrating since we have been invited.
Like we said, for love, we need proof of love.
Proof of love.
So proof of fraternity.
So for the proof of fraternity, the account number is 251369.
Or on radio. Or you can go to the website.
olovirradio.org/donate. And thanks so much for the support. If you cannot support with economical, you can just make a good wish for Oroville and it will come.
And please do use the voice message now and then. We would like to see that feature functioning.
Yes. On so I would like to say bye-bye to all the people that listen to us. I heard that
and
some
Armando.
Newcomers.
Hi, Armando.
There is some newcomers. Some people told me that listen to us.
I apparently heard some newcomers listen to us. And I even found out that some people in Pondi listen to us.
Okay, so there we have 3 listeners.
So now we have 3 listeners. Yay for us.
Okay, bye bye, au revoir.
Au revoir, ciao.
Arrivederci.
Alla prossima volta.
Yes,
ciao.
Bye-bye, ciao, bye. I want to say...
Well, so you can't always have the last word.
Yes, I will have. Bye.